Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's go on to the election season, which got a little more exciting today, if that's possible, when former Speaker of the House John Boehner said he'd support current House Speaker Paul Ryan for president if no Republican candidate comes to the convention with a delegate lock. Then a spokeswoman for Ryan said he would not accept such a nomination. But the fact that there might be a contested convention got a little more possible last night after John Kasich won the Ohio primary, denying the far and away frontrunner Donald Trump those delegates, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio bowed out.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
Now, Ted Cruz is still in the race, but today's headline in the Washington Post reads, Rubio's demise marks the last gasp of the Republican reboot. Alfonso Aguilar of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles joins us now. And Alfonso, your group endorsed Rubio. Where does your support go now?
Well, I think right now there are only two alternatives, or either Trump becomes the nominee, winning the 1237 delegates that he needs to be the nominee, or we go to an open convention. And I think at this point, we are willing to go to an open convention and try to get a better candidate. We'd rather lose with another candidate than lose with Donald Trump, or worse, have Donald Trump win the general election.
Why?
That's how passionate. Because Donald Trump is bases his vision of the country in a nativist view that free trade is bad for the country, that immigration is bad. He's insulted Mexican immigrants. He's created a problem already, hurt the relationship with Mexico. He's insulted a number of different groups. And not only that, his policies on immigration are bad. We cannot deport everyone. Massive deportation is just not workable and is the wrong message. It's an American thing to do, and it's not it sends a terrible message across the world.
Well, a couple of things. That's what John Kasich says. Could John Kasich be your nominee if there's some sort of contested convention? He certainly doesn't have the delegates right now.
Look, I think once we go into the convention, anything is possible. You mentioned that Speaker Boehner said that he would support Paul Ryan. Anything is possible, anyone but Trump. He's not a conservative.
Yeah. Now, the Washington Post in this fascinating article about how we remember after 2012 when Mitt Romney lost, there was this famous autopsy of the party, and the conclusion was that the party couldn't win without Hispanics. But do you think that Donald Trump is maybe turning that on its head? He's winning with workers in the Rust Belt and white men who may not have voted before, or Democrats crossing over.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, we certainly underestimated him. And, you know, while the establishment and the anti-establishment have been attacking each other, Donald Trump has been playing with both and getting voters from the moderate sector, from the conservative and evangelical base, and bringing new voters, white working class voters who were not participating before. And he could compensate for lack of support from Latino voters. He is changing the dynamic. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. I think David Plouffe last night was actually an Obama strategist, was actually agreeing with that, mm-hmm. you know, he's bringing new people that could actually help create a new coalition, a nativist coalition, if you will, and win the general. We have to reject that.
Well, I was going to say, do you worry about that? The Post also reports, we only have about a minute here, but they also report about some Republican writers and intellectuals who wanted the party to reach out more to working families. They call themselves the Reform Conservatives. But do you worry that there's maybe a new culture war being ginned up between these very frustrated white Americans who feel left behind and maybe Hispanics who thought it was their turn?
I agree with that. I mean, I was one of the ones that after the last election said that we needed a populist economic message to connect with the middle class. But Trump is going beyond that. I mean, he is spewing pure nativism, a restrictionist policy on immigration. Yeah. Illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration and against trade. And that's not the Republican vision for the country.
Alfonso Aguilar with the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles, Republican. Alfonso, thank you.
Thank you.